not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Andy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Wednesday, November 5th, 2025 edition. Well, you guys spoke yesterday in an overwhelming, almost 9-1, voted to tell Vicky to bring back the Steve Gruber Show from 6-9. I spoke with Steve yesterday while I was up at the Liberty Pastors Conference at Bay Harbor in Petoskey, and we agreed to try to figure out the technology with our engineers, and very soon, from 6 to 9 a.m., you'll be hearing the Steve Gruber Show here on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network, probably within the next week or two. We have to get some computers in sync with one another to be able to switch the automation system. And you will be hearing Steve Gruber's show from 6 to 9, then my show live 9 to noon. Today's repeat of today's show will not be repeating the next morning from 6 to 9. You'll be hearing Steve Gruber. As a matter of fact, he even had me on his show this morning from 8:33 to roughly 8:48. I did a segment with him regarding Ask My Tax, and it was on the stations here in the state of Michigan, giving out Carla Wagner's phone number directly, 616 area code, 838-8336, and she basically is now getting the calls. She's getting people calling and contacting her, and it is amazing the response that's happening. Again, I misspoke. The number is 616 Grand Rapids area code, 813-8336. So if you'd like me to send you Carla Wagner's cell phone number and the website axmytax.org, just text me ax, and you can call or text Carla. She'll put you in touch with a county captain, get you a petition sheet, collect 10 signatures, sign the bottom as a circulator, and mail it back to her. We have 25 days. The signature campaign will do a check account and probably be done on Sunday, November 30th this month. If we end up with enough signatures, it will be on the ballot next November 2026 election. The complete elimination of property taxes in the state of Michigan. Good interview with Steve. I appreciate him having me on his show. So we are bringing him back as soon as we can get the technology to cooperate, and he will be on from 6 to 9 Monday through Friday. One of the things that I appreciate, our listeners who send me text messages after the show, early in the morning before I get started. Well, Tim Tarjeff, he's a member of the Sheboygan School Board. He sent me a photograph and a quote from President William McKinley. And it made me recall the history of what President McKinley did for our country when he was the 25th president. And ironically, Donald Trump is doing the exact same things that McKinley did when he was president, 1897 to 1901. We're going to get into the quote from President McKinley, and we're going to talk about the post I put up on X, my Twitter account, this morning. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two, here on this Wednesday. When President William McKinley reinstated tariffs, prosperity expanded in our country, and our standing around the world increased as well. Thank you, President Trump, for doing the exact same thing. This is a quote from then-President William McKinley from 1889, before he became president. They say, quote, everything would be so cheap, end quote, if we only had free trade. Well, yes, everything would be cheap. And everybody would be cheap. I do not prize the word cheap. It is not a word of hope. It is not a word of comfort. It is not a word of cheer. It's not a word of inspiration. In fact, it is the badge of poverty. It is a signal of distress. And there is not a man in the audience, not a white-haired man who, if he will let his memory go back, will not recall that when their things were the cheapest, men were the poorest. Cheap? Why? Cheap merchandise means cheap men. And cheap men mean a cheap country. And that is not the kind of government our founding fathers wanted. It is not the kind their sons meant to maintain. If you want cheap things, go where you can get them. In America, we want labor to be paid well. Labor. When you pay your employees well, when people make money, they prosper. When they prosper, they can afford to buy things. Well-made things made in America. Not cheap things made in China. So, in order to balance the trade imbalance that we have, the trade deficit, Donald Trump is increasing tariffs on everybody that we do trade with. He's using trade deals, tariffs, to negotiate peace. You want to open up your country's GDP to America's? You want to be able to sell your goods, products, and services in our country? You're going to pay a tariff to do it. You're going to pay our federal treasury in Washington, D.C., money on the items you wish to sell to Americans. So cheap China goods are going to go up. You got a very simple decision to make. Do I want to pay that much for cheap Chinese stuff, or pay perhaps the same or a little more to get something of the same product made in America? You decide to start buying American, guess what? Americans make money. American businesses who manufacture here can afford to pay their workers more and make a profit. All of this was laid out by our founding fathers. When they founded our country, folks, guess what? We didn't have the 16th Amendment. We did not have income tax. How did we fund the federal government when they signed on September 17, 1787, our U.S. Constitution? How was Washington funded? Tariffs. Tariffs were imposed on British tea and other products that wanted to come and sell them to Americans. The states that the Constitution created basically worked out revenue sharing from the federal government's tariffs income to the states. Their products made and sold from their states went into other countries where we had trade deals. They tariffed our products, we tariffed their products. And Washington grew. Well, 16th Amendment came along, 1913, with the Federal Reserve and the changing on how we elect our U.S. senators. We used to, state legislature in Lansing would elect our U.S. senators. Well, that all changed with the 17th Amendment. Now it's a popular vote of the people, the ignorant citizens, the misinformed, uninformed, sheeple people now elect our U.S. senators. Those who have the most money usually win their election. Why? Because elections come down to one thing, money. Don't get me wrong, you got to have a message. The Muslim communist socialist Mamdani on January 1st will become the mayor of New York City. He had a message, but he also had money. George Soros money. Islamic money, Muslims. And what really is really interesting, Modani hates Jews. He's a Muslim. Their Islamic religion says that the Jews must die. Look at what Hamas is trying to do to the Jews in Israel. Wipe them off the face of the earth. They started October 7, 2023, when they attacked Israel, took the hostages, killed well over 1,000 people. I forget the final numbers. Started the war in Gaza. Well, they never thought that President Trump would support Bibi Netanyahu's war against Hamas to basically exterminate Hamas leaders, wipe them off the face of the earth so that Israel never has to deal with this ever again. The only thing they don't understand, they're never going to go away. There's young boys being indoctrinated to be in Hamas, ISIS, many other organizations who hate America, they hate Israel. And it was very interesting last night, Donald Trump's post on Truth Social, very short, very concise, very to the point. And so it begins. Now, it's very interesting because the Virginia governor's race, New Jersey governor's race, those Democrats ran as moderates. They beat the Republicans fair and square by a pretty large margin, running as moderate Democrats. They didn't talk about green energy. They didn't talk about LGBTQ XYZ. They talked about kitchen table issues. Even though they lied about lowering taxes, making it more affordable to live in Virginia and in New Jersey, but they stayed away from the radical left's agenda, the wokeism. They stayed away from Modani running for mayor in New York City, and they won. And then again, Prop 50 passed in California, and this is going to be an all-out war with the Republican states now joining and doing the same thing. See, one thing you have to understand, when Donald Trump's tariffs, trade deals, all of this starts coming together with the lowering of interest rates. This is all being tied up right now because of the Fed Reserve Chairman Powell. If he doesn't lower the rates by a half a point in December, I believe Trump's going to say, that's it. Give me your resignation. I'm replacing you. Will Powell do it? Probably not. Why? Because this is the best gig he's ever had. However, his term ends in May. Trump would like him gone in January. Trump wants the rates down, and he wants this economy to explode heading into next year's midterm. Gas prices are going to continue to drop. Revenue is going to be coming into this country like we've never seen it before. And all we got to do is put a little gasoline on the fire. And that's lowering interest rates. And when that happens, you're going to see this thing take off like you've never seen before. Stock market's going to go crazy. Retirement funds are going to go crazy. Labor costs are going to go up. Higher wages. It's going to be absolutely what Donald Trump called the golden age of America. And it's coming. May not be coming to New York City, but it's coming to the rest of America. And one thing you have to understand, this is history. History has a way of repeating itself. It's going to repeat. When Donald Trump renamed Mount McKinley, put it back to his name, it was an indication to me, a signal, that he was going to do exactly what McKinley did when he was the 25th president. Tariffs, strong trade deals, negotiate peace, use it as a tool to make America great and respected around the world. And it's already happening because of Donald Trump. However, he's not going to be on the ballot next year.